Attention all Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio listeners. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast brings you the best in East Coast esoterica on the first of every month. Together, we can keep it growing by sharing the show on social media, subscribing to the show wherever you may be listening to it from, and by leaving feedback about your favorite episodes. John certainly needs a friend like you to help make his dreams come true, minus the alien abduction dreams. That is not cool at all. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Always available. Always free. Always odd.
C is for your claws so sharp to me. R is for reports we seldom see. Why do we ignore creatures of myth and lore? P is even more puzzling monsters we adore. T is for tales passed through the years. I is for icons of all our fears. D is for discovery of strange creatures in every country. It's the cryptid corner on Odd to Newfoundland. Yeah.
Having myself a lovely conversation with this month's guest, and eventually she got on the subject of skinwalkers. I said, wow, I really haven't talked about that on the show. So why don't I dive in just a little tiny bit and talk about, you know, in honor of the indigenous people out there, especially the Navajo, their culture is all about this just strange being. In Navajo culture, a skinwalker, or what they call a Yi Naldulushi, is a type of harmful witch who has the ability to turn into, possess, or even disguise themselves as an animal. The term is never used for healers, of course. In the Navajo language, it means, by means of it, it goes on all fours, is how that name translates. While perhaps the most common variety seen in horror fiction by non-Navajo people, the Yi Naldulushi is one of the several varieties of skinwalkers in Navajo culture. Specifically, they are a type of Antihini. The legend of the skinwalkers is not well understood outside of Navajo culture, mostly due to reluctance to discuss the subject with outsiders. Traditional Navajo people are reluctant to reveal skinwalker lore to non-Navajos or to discuss it at all among those they do not trust. Navajo witches, including skinwalkers, represent the antithesis of Navajo cultural values. While community healers and cultural workers are known as medicine men and women, or by other positive nurturing terms in the local indigenous language, witches are seen as evil, performing twisted ceremonies and manipulating magic in a perversion of the good works medicine people traditionally perform. In order to practice their good works, traditional healers learn about both good and evil magic. Most can handle the responsibility, but some people can become corrupt and choose to become witches. One of the cool things that are associated with this cryptid, or should I say, well, kind of cryptid, it kind of fits the bill. It's a witch, it's a person, but they got a really interesting power. Animals associated with witchcraft usually include tricksters such as the coyote. However, it may include other creatures, usually those associated with death or bad omens. They may also possess living animals or people and walk around in their bodies, hence the word skinwalker. Skinwalkers may be male or female, by the way. Skinwalker stories told among Navajo children may be complete life and death struggles that end in either skinwalker or Navajo killing the other, or partial encounter stories that end in a stalemate. Encounter stories may be composed of Navajo as victory stories, with the skinwalkers approaching a hogan and being scared away. Non-native interpretations of skinwalker stories typically take the form of partial encounter stories on the road, where the protagonist is temporarily vulnerable, but then escapes from the skinwalker in a way not traditionally seen in Navajo stories. Sometimes Navajo children take European folk stories and substitute skinwalkers for the generic killers like the Hook. If you really want to learn more about this, it's everywhere, guys. But one thing I'll say to you is that there's actually this really cool documentary on Netflix, Skinwalker Ranch. You guys got to check that out. Anyhow, I hope you enjoyed this month's Cryptid Corner. I also hope that you're not a skinwalker, and I definitely hope my cat's not a skinwalker, because it is possible. You know, Penny has been looking at me kind of weird lately. Oh God, I forgot to feed her this morning. I better go, guys. Have yourself a great day.